And try to follow this thing.
Krishna Samkirtane, Shri Krishna Smarane.
book and read and meaning you should tell.
कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंच कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः
यू शुड टेक द बुक एंड रीड
सो बाय द ऑर्डर ऑफ श्री चल गुरुदेव हीज आस्क्ड मी टू एक्सप्लेन दिस कीर्तन बाय श्रील भक्तिवत्सल
इट इज रिट मीनिंग इज रिटन नॉट इन दैट बुक
यू वांट मी टू रीड ओनली द ट्रांसलेशन
यस
To explain it.
Or you can, if you can explain, you can do by that book. By that, you should explain.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining here that Hari Hari kabe mor hoye ve sudin. When will that?
For whom he is praying?
Who is he praying for?
Why he is praying? But for what thing?
He will explain in the kirtan. So he's saying, when will that fortunate day come in my life? That Vimala Vaishnave Rati Rupa Jive Vasana Hai Vekshana. That when I will have a very good relationship with Vimal Vaishnava, that means pure Vaishnavas, and the desires of my heart, they will be removed from my heart. Then he's saying, Antare Bahire Samadhavaha. So, in front of a Vaishnava, we should be the same.
Don't
inside.
Fear. Don't fear.
We should be the same inside and outside. Not that we come to Vaishnavas and we pretend that we are something else, like outside we are doing so many sinful activities. And then in front of Vaishnavas, yes, look at me. I am a great Vaishnava, I can sing so nicely. I can play Mridanga so nicely, I can do Archana. No. In front of Vaishnavas, we should be the same inside and outside. Otherwise, our heart will not be able to become purified. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining here that when will I be able to, in front of Vaishnavas, be the same inside and outside. And Amani Mana Dhava.
Basana Hayakim?
Is it always? Amani Mana Dhava. In front of Vaishnavas, as Mahaprabhu has said, Jinada Pisanichena Taruriva Sahishnuna Amanino Manadeva Kirtane Sadhavu. We should learn to give true respect to Vaishnavas, and we should not expect any respect from others, especially Vaishnavas. We should try to always give respect and in this way remain humble. Krishna Sankirtane Sri Krishna Smarane Sadhatam Majyara. And always engaging oneself in hearing and chanting about the name, form, and qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna in their association. E dehara priya abhyasa kariva jivana japana lagi. In this way, I will make the activities of my body in a way which they will go on automatically. This is the nature of Vaishnavas. They're eating, sleeping, and other activities of this body. They practice in a way by which they can even forget them. And in this way, always engage in Krishna bhajan. Krishna, Sri Krishna bhajane anukula jaha taha have anurag. And those things which are favorable to devotional service, as explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in other kirtans, Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. And also by Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita. Utsaha nischayat hariyat tathat karma pravartana. Sangatyaga sapavate sadvir bhakti prasiddhati. Always engaging in those activities, such as hearing and chanting and remembering, which are favorable to bhajan. And bhajanera jaha pratikula bhav, pratikula taha dhira bhavete agiva. Those activities which are unfavorable to devotional service, such as atyahara prayasascha prajalta niyamagra janasangascha lolam chasat bhakti vinasati, the six activities which destroy bhakti, and also the six urges, such as vacho vegam, manasa krodam, jiva vegam, udara and upasta vegam. These, they should be given up with dridha bhava, with very firm determination that by giving up these things, then very quickly, in the association of Vaishnavas, then...
What is the meaning of dridha?
It means very firm conviction, like Dhruva Maharaj in this case.
How?
How?
If our mind wanting to do some sense gratification, at that time what should we do?
What should we do?
How you will use dridha?
Raghunath Das Goswami in Sri Manasiksha, according to the different desires that arise in the mind, or the natures of the mind, that the qualities of the mind that arise, then one should pray. For instance, he said, Asat Chesta Karshta Pradavikrita.
To whom pray?
To Vaishnavas.
Mm. And here, tell to mind, with a broom. Broom, you know? Or a whip, that if you will not obey me, I will whip in this way. And if it is not, if even mind is not controlled, run away to your superior Vaishnava. No? Don't hide. If you are hiding, it means that you are hiding fire. Don't fire. And at once go to Gurudev or powerful Vaishnavas and tell frankly, oh, my mind is not in control. Oh, that is dridha bhave. Mind again coming and telling, but I will not obey you. But you cannot do anything because you are controlled by mind. So you should at once run away to Vaishnavas, powerful. They can save you. This is the meaning of dridha.
So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining here in his moves that bhajite bhajite samaya asale e deha chariyati. In this way, engaging in devotional activities in the association of pure devotees, giving up those activities unfavorable to devotion and always engaging oneself in those activities favorable to devotional service, in this way, making the body regulated in this way, then at the end, and in serving in this way, give up this material body. Bhagati vino e asha kari basya bhadrama bane prabhu kripa lagi vyakula antare sada kande sanupane. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that he is sitting in one very beautiful grove of Sri Gurudev, and in this way, he is praying. And his desire, he's crying actually. Sangopane means he's crying by himself.
He's crying. Sangopane means?
Means not showing anyone else.
Oh, hidden by
hiding,
anyone.
Hiding oneself.
Yeah. Hiding. Weep bitterly. But anyone should not.
No one should see.
No one should see.
Why weeping?
Because he has this intense desire.
What?
To attain Krishna bhajan, Krishna bhakti.
Oh. He cannot control his mind. So weeping so loudly. It is not for Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is for
ourselves.
So I think that your song, the Kirtan, Nayak Radha Nagar Nayak Shyam, in one place. And second is this. To whom, what Kirtan you prefer?
I prefer this Kirtan.
Huh?
I prefer this Kirtan.
Why?
Because this is your favorite song, I know.
Yes.
I know this is your favorite song. And also,
no, not mine. Not mine.
You like this song also so much.
My favorable is that. But not for you. For you this. Understand?
Yes.
And that is why I told you to read it. For all those who cannot control your minds. For all. Thank you. Sit down.
Gurudev, I have one question. He is saying in this bhajan that antare bahire samavyavahar aman manavyavahar. So we come in front of Vaishnavas and we have our condition, our heart condition, and it differs according to our different conditions in this material world. Some people are more elevated than others. So we come in front of Vaishnavas and we inquire. according how will I engage in bhajan in my condition? We have a specific, I have a specific heart disease, and I want to always serve Vaishnavas, and I want to have affection for them. Yet, in trying and other ways, I'm also not able to do so. So, what is the, by which way can we approach bhajan in an anukul way?
Kandiba Sangopane. Only this is answer.
So whether one is married Kand, or
but
is
you should know that if you are weeping secretly, oh, your guru and Vaishnava will realize, oh, he is repenting, then he will, they will engage in this, whether you are bad or good. If sincerity is there, that with a weep I want to control in the guidance of Vaishnava, my mind, and repenting that what I am doing, what my mind is thinking, oh, certainly like a fire, I will be burnt. And thus, in secretly, or go to Vaishnava and tell to Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda and your Gurudev or any Vaishnava who is very merciful to you and higher standard, then they can see. Thank you. Now you can do Namang Vishnu Padai. You remember? Oh, you should do. What? Question? No. Question you want?
Sometime I'd like to sing.
I am not here.
He wants to sing this sometime.
Oh. Be peaceful. Be peaceful.
Namam Vishnupadaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta
Vedantam or anything? Sundar Gopal should come here. Nearby to Krishna Das. Oh, yeah. Okay. Bas.
So what do you want to do?
Anything you like.
Alap song from classical or from bhajan?
What?
Bhajan or classical?
Classical. They should know.
Thank you.
Very expert in Shastriya Sangeet from Varanasi. Very expert. Don't think that what he is singing. You are not understanding but myself. That Mahamantra to be bhalo kare shure. Pathetic tone. Shastriya Sangeet Mathura.
Bole Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Namo Hare Hare Krishna. Thank you.
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरत्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न माम चरणान्तिके फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय humble obeisances in the Lord's feet, my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Pasishmatakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami. And in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Srishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Now we should come to our subject. I have told Uttama Bhakti, Anna Vilasita, Sunya. And you should always think that what is really Uttama Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti means Prema Bhakti, not less than that. Begins from where? Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. But last fraction is Sat. Oh, you should come here. Oh, you should come. Oh. Hello. Very good. This should be. So, Srila Rupa Goswami has begun from Adau Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tato Anarthan Vritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhavrati. We have somewhat explained about Saddha. Laukiki Saddha, Paramarthik Saddha, all. Coming from Lobmai Madhurja Lobmai Harikatha or like Vaidhi Bhakti coming, we have explained tomorrow all these things. Try to remember. Don't forget. If you will not remember in school your past, what Gurudev has given any subject to remember, then how you can go up? So like a student, you should learn all these things. So what had been told about Shraddha, you should remember. Then come forward. Then Sadhu Sangha. What is Sadhu Sangha? What is Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha means Sadhu. Who is Sadhu? Who is Sadhu? Really Sadhu is he who has realized his soul that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is Sata. From Sata Sadhu has come, derived. What is Sat? Krishna is only Sat. Nothing else. No, he is Advitiyam. Only he is Sat, no one. And from Sat, so many Sat coming. And they are manifestation of Krishna. Ram, Nishing, Kalki, Bama. They are also Sat. Satchidananda. Sat means here, Satchidananda. So those who are truly and sincerely serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and in what rasa, in all Braja Rasa, top to bottom, all Rasa is there. Where? In gopis. They are sadhu. That is why Krishna has told them, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Understand? That is why. So they are sadhu. And those who are not really sadhu, but sincerely they are following them. They have desire, a strong desire to serve them and to follow. They may be called also O Sadhu. O Sadhu only. Not Sadhu. They are part of Sadhu. Partly Sadhu, not fully Sadhu. So those who are like that, they are Sadhu. Not others. Now Sadhu Sangha. Sangha means Samyak Gaman. What is meaning?
Samyak Rupena Gamana.
Gamanam. What is?
Means following in all respects by body, mind, words and heart.
Then Samyak. Now you should apply on yourself. Are you doing this or not? Then try to be a sadhu. I know. And you also know that I am not really sadhu. So try to be a real sadhu. How you can be? By serving them. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena seva. By this. Otherwise not. Are you doing these three things or not? If you are doing, then you have chance. And if you are not following three things, then you have no chance at all. So, from today, you should dhrida bhave. That he told. Pratikul, you should give up. And ankul, dhrida bhave, grahan. You should take it. If mind is not taking, then whip him. Then, what is to that? Bhakti is to bhagavat sangena parijayate satsanga prapte pumbhi sukriti purva janma sanchitai. Oh, you should come here, and from here you should stand up and turn. Then meaning of this is sloka. I may ask to anyone, top to bottom.
What I need to discuss about Bhakti Subhadbhakta Sangana Parijayati, Satsanga Prapate Pundi Sukriti Purva Sanchitai. In this part, Vaibhakti Subhadar, explain,
they are ready.
Will you get
sadhu? They are ready to sing.
Without sadhu sangha, we can't enter in Suddha Bhakti. So in this verse, explain, Bhakti Subhadbhakta Sangana Parijayate Satsanga Prapate Pundi Sukriti Purva Sanchitai. According of our previous sanskar impression and sukriti, that is called spiritual pious activities, will get sadhu. And with the association with sadhu, then we'll enter in suddha bhakti. So sattva explained, we should collect the sukriti. My Buddha many times explained, in this life you collect sukriti. How? To serve Guru, Vaishnav, and Tulasi and these things. This is what now making your platform to enter in Suddha Bhakti. Without Suddha Bhakti, without Sukriti, you cannot get. So, explain in this part, the Bhakti is to Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Bhagavad Bhakta is elevated Vaishnav. Just now, also explain here, Bimal of Vaishnave Roti Upajive. Who is Bimal of Vaishnav? Gurudev many years before, also in Holland, also explained in this verse, Vimal of Vaishnav. When will be attached with Vimal Vaishnav? Who is Vimal Vaishnav? Who is heart in completely neat and clean and always absorbed in sweet past tense of divine Guru Radha and Krishna? He is called Vimal Vaishnav. So Vimal Vaishnav Rati Upajive. So Rupa Goswami Pad, in this verse, also nectar instruction, also explain. Krishna di jasagrita manasadriya di khasite pranati mischa sususwa bhajana vikram ananna anna hridam ipsita sangaladdha. This is called, in this part, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad also explain Matham Adhikari, how he behavior with the Vaishnav. Firstly, Krishna di jasagrita manasadriya, pansu chanta of holy names, but he free from the all types of bad behaviors. That means he did not associate with the ladies, and his heart is not contaminated with mayavad, and she your three things. And he is very simple. These types of, but he is not now taking shelter, lotus feet of bona fide guru or any sampradaya. So in your mind, we will give you respect. So Krishna Jasottam Maharaj, the khas teacher, when he takes shelter, lotus feet of bona fide guru and receives mantra, that time you will give pranam. But he has one condition, check in this verse, in this specific word, Srila Sanat Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada explained, Right? If he has no samandha gyan, knowledge of relationship, he also gives same respect at the first part in the reading. And when the samandha gyan will come, and that will give to prostration, that will be the number of pranam. And then also the pronunciation, susrusva bhajana bhigam, ananna, ananna, nindadi sunnam, hidam ishita sunga labdha. Once you completely are free from all types of material things, that means there's no detachment with the material things. No attachment in the material things. And you completely absorb in the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna, always to serve his lotus feet and how to attain of his mood. So in this verse also explain this is how we get this sangha of sadhu. So this will be need sukriti. So without sukriti, no sadhu sangha, or without sadhu sangha, we never enter in sukha bhakti. So Gurudev also explained this thing. First we call it the sukriti, sadhu, guru and Vaishnava, and following his instruction, then maybe in life I will get sadhu sangha. Actually, what is sadhu sangha? When I realize his heart and mood and following his footsteps, that time actually basically sadhu sangha. Just now Gurudev explained sangha, sangha is sammak rupena gammanam. When I realize his heart and sadhu visrangena guru seva, that's called a real sadhu sangha.
Thank you. Now, perhaps you know that what is Sangha of Sadhu Sangha. Can you explain? What is the meaning of Sangha?
What's the meaning of sadhu sangha? Sangha means actually to follow the footsteps of the sadhu by words, by body, and by mind. To follow his mood, to try to catch his mood, his lotus, the dust of his lotus feet. Bhupuk Swami also explains in the Bhajamrita. Tarati pradaginati, vanve ajati prajati, unte prajayate jave, sabhidam kuti lakshana. So that means, giving or exchanging, or giving and accepting the needs of the sadhu, and telling him confidential inner feelings to the sadhu, and try to ask appropriate questions to the sadhu, and also giving prasad and accepting prasadam. So in this way, if the devotee is following these activities with the sadhu, then he has sangha with this sadhu.
Thank you. Oh, anyone can be with sadhu. Massaging too, or cooking too, or always with him, doing kirtan. Speaking too, but not following the mood of that sadhu. Always remembering, oh, how I can meet my girlfriend? How I can meet my boyfriend? No? Or you are here sitting with sadhu, but your mind where? Here and there. This is not sadhu. Sadhu cannot do anything. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swayam, Lord of Lords, he could not help that Kala Krishna Das. So sadhu cannot do. He cannot save him. So, you should try to know. Be very humble. And by three, that that has been told, tad vidhi pranipat pariparashana seva. And follow his mood, actually. Then it is sadhu. And next he explained everything. Then it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, satang prasangamama vidya samvidau bhavanti rita karana rasayana katha tadjosanat asu apabharvatmani sadha ratti bhakti anuk. You should explain. Why all are disturbed? Rain coming? Rain coming?
Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the verse by Sri Kapiladev, the incarnation of Godhead, to his mother Devahuti in the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Sitam prasangam mama virya samvidau. Mama, so God himself is speaking. Anyone who hears in the association of sadhus, just as it's stated in the 61st anga of bhakti, that one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam or taste Srimad Bhagavatam from rasik, tatvagya, bhog, bhaktas, those who are tasting all the rasas, and those who are feeling spiritual sentiments, those who are actually followers of the sadhus. That is, as Gurudev has explained, sadhu, sadhu, the gopis. One who hears in such association my heroic activities, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his tattva qualities and his rasa tattva, in his beautiful pastimes, childhood pastimes, youthful pastimes, one who hears under the guidance of sadhus, satam prasangam. Prasangam means that subject matter of my heroic pastimes. Not only with his ears, but with his heart. Brit karna. Karna means ear and brit means heart. Not going in one ear and out the other, but going in the ear and down through the heart. Then Krishna can sweep away all anarthas and all obstacles to such a person who's hearing from their heart. So what happens? Ritkarna rasayana. This is a rasayana, like a tonic, to bring the living dead back to life by the mantras of the beautiful pastimes. Then upabharga vartmani. One who's hearing in that way proceeds on the path of liberation from deathly worldly activities, and in that guidance he passes through three stages: bhaktir, rati, and prems. That is, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti are all attained from beginning to end, adoshadha up to madanakya mahabhava prems, all happening by hearing in the association of sadhus, that sweet Hari Katha.
Thank you. So, also it has been told. Nivittatarsai rupagiyamana bhausadhat mano bhiram kahuttam sloka gunanu badat virajit vina pasuk. Now, if any nivartta tarsai, all kinds of thirst, worldly desirement and intoxications and all things, totally gone, and hearing from them, like a devotee like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, or Rupa Goswami, or Sanatan Goswami, Sarup Damodar, all are like Satam Prasanka. So they are Nivetta Tarsai. Nothing is there in their heart. What? Only pure devotion. Nibirta Tarasai. Upagiyamanat. Upagiyamanat. Those who are like this and hearing first from their Gurudev and Vaishnav and then speaking Harikatha. Not that, speaking Harikatha. Themselves. Upa Guru Samipe. Samipe to Guru Samipe. Vaishnav. Rashik Vaishnav. And then Giyate. And then he is speaking Harikatha. Oh, very influently, without a stop. Like thousands and thousands of rivers are coming, but flow not stopping. No? Like this. Automatic. Those who will take bath in that, Ganges coming from Mansarovar. Mansarovar means Sukadeva Goswami. And Mansarovar is Harikatha of Krishna, himself Krishna. So Nibirta Tarsai Upagiyamanat Bhausabha. And this is only the Mahaushadhi. Mahaushadhi?
The highest
medicine. Highest medicine.
Highest medicine. Most effective. It will not go.
Infallible medicine.
Medicine. Of what? Oh, coming to birth and death. Endless chain of birth and death. And Shotri Manobhirama. Shotri Mano Abhiramat. Fairy Rasayan to them. And they are speaking. Then it is surely it will be the abhyartha aushadhi, mahaushadhi for bhaurogi. All kinds of rogues, heart rogue disease. What heart disease? Calm. Lust. All will go from root. From root. Pagiyamanat bhaushadha sutri manobhiramat kah uttam shlok gunanubad. So, who is that person? We will not hear that katha coming from Uttam Shlok Krishna and then to Vyas, Narad Vyas and then Sukadeva Goswami. Only who will be deprived? Those who are not hearing Harikatha. They are suiciding their
own self.
Not body.
Own soul.
Soul suiciding. So we should try to. Without this, you will be very weak and after that you will die. Die means not by body but by soul.
Spiritually
die. So you should try to know all these things. Don't lose your time. If rain is coming and all began to run away, they are to save their claws. What is this? Oh, Harikatha has no mulya. No important. Only, by garment will be. It will be again dry, but I see they gave preference to that thing. Even senior rest devotees, running for there. Janak, you know, have you heard the name of Janak? There was a very fire in his whole palace and it was burning. So much burning, all was burning. His wife told that, come out from your room because all are burning. One day it will be burning. I am meditating Krishna. So why should I? If it is written that I will die, I will die here. And if I am going to outside, any snake can bite or anyhow, I may die. Heart fail maybe. So how to be, why to be anxious for these things? And after some time he saw that all fire was extinguished. Don't. In Jaivadharma you have read.
Lahirimasa sarpa.
A sarp snake, poisonous snake entered in his room. And he became very restless. His guru told them, why we come? If a serpent will come and pass away your pure body, he cannot do anything. And if your death is at that time, from anyhow he will come and anyhow he will bite you. So why to be anxious? Then, Nibirta Tarsai Upagiyamanat Hosahat Mano Bhiramat ka uttam slok gunanubadat virajje bina pasukna. They are killing others and themselves too. So don't kill your soul and don't kill others. Always be in sadhu sangha. It has been told here too. And it has been told where? More. Jnane prayasamudpasyanamantaeva jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiyavarta thane sthitatanuang manorbhi prayato ajitajito apitraihata. Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, you should explain. Oh, but shortly, not 1 hour. He knows so many things. Oh, this is sadhu sangha. What we are doing now? We are remembering again and again.
So, Sri Guru ordered me to explain this slok. Jnane prayasa mudupasya namantam eva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita sutigatam tanubang manovi prayo sajito jito pasito isrilattam. Jnane prayasa mudupasya. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, then you have to give up your tendency to acquire knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Knowledge is so many types. But in the beginning, tattva jnana is needed. Who am I? Why I come in this world? What is lead to my ultimate goal? All these tattva you have to know in the beginning. Moreover, you have to know in the beginning, Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. So you have to know Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva. This jnana is needed in the beginning stage. But you have to give up that Brahma, Jiva-Brahma is again. I mean, Jiva and Brahma is same. The philosophy of monism, you have to give it up from beginning. But when you develop in Krishna consciousness, being in such kind of sadhu sangha, which is going to explain under guidance of Srila Gurudev's lotus leaves, then you have to give up what thing? You have to forget completely that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. Why? Adarishna could not attain Braj Prem. So, Jnane Prayasa Mudupasa Namantam Eva. And you have to do Namaskar. To whom? Jivanti Sammukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam. For whom? Bhavadiya means the Krishna's Varta, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's quality, Krishna's form is coming out whose lotus leaf. You have to do pranam, him to fast. Moreover, Namantam Eva. The audience, the organizer, to all you have to do pranam. Bhavadiya Bhartam, for whom is Bhavadiya Bhartam is coming? So Bhagavata has explained, Tasmin man mukharitam madhavit charitra, pijusa sesa parita sarita savanti, taje vipanta ditti sanipagara karnai, stanna svisantra bhayasoka moha. Tasmin man mukharitam madhavit charitra, for whom? The character of Krishna means Krishna pastime is coming out from lotus leaf. What kind of pastimes? Madhuvir charitra means Madhu means one demon killed by Bhagavan. His pastimes. Moreover, who can cut his your Madhu means asakti attachment by his sword. What kind of sword? Santa evasya chindanti manava sanga mukti vi. Sadhu can cut your attachment by your by his sword. What kind of sword? By his speech. He painted your heart and cut the attachment. So, Madhubi. Moreover, who can taste or release the honey of Brajavasis? Moreover, who can taste the honey of gopis? Have to listen his pastimes, Madhubi Charitra. What is this? Pijusa, like nectar and drink for your ear. Pijusa Sarita Savanti is coming up like a fountain, like in Mansarovar. So many fountains, so many rivers coming out automatically without any break, without any interruption. Similarly, Harikatha is coming automatically from Sadhu's lotus leaf without any break, without any interruption. So, whoever hears this, what will be the result? What is the effect? Pijusa Sesa Sarita Prajita Savanti Taji Pipanta Bhikvisa Nipagara Karnai. Who will bring the pastime, the quality and form of Krishna? How? With research. Become very thirst. Haritabha is going on. Not like this. Have to listen. What Gurudev will tell more? What Gurudev will tell more? What is after that? What is after that? Too much eagerness. With research. Nipagara Karnai. Have to deep attachment, then what will be the result? Tanna prishantira bhayasoka moha. The bhoy. Bhoy means the endless circle of birth and death. The highest fear. Bhoy. Tira means trishna. Thirst for material desire will not touch you. So Brahma is telling Gyane Prayasa Naman. Udupasta namantameva jivanti sammukharitam. This is the example of jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya bhaktam. Sthane sthita srutigatam tanuvang manovhi. Sthane sthita. Sthan means wherever you may be or in which adhikar you may be. You may be kanishka adhikar, madhyam adhikar or uttam adhikar. Where you may be. You have to listen all this thing from your superior. And moreover, who is like-minded to you and affectionate to you. If you want Sakharas, he must be Sakharas more than that and like-minded and affectionate to you. If Vatsala, then Sadhu must be Vatsala Ras. Or if you want to Madhur Ras, Sadhu must be Madhur Ras, like-minded to you, because Madhur Ras are so many types. So like-minded and affectionate to you. So in which adhikar you may be, you have to learn. Or in which varna and which ashram you may be. You may be brahmacharya, garastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, any ashram or any varna. Wherever you may be. You have to listen Harikatha. How suti gatan tanubang manobhi. By year. Taking this year and take off other year. Not like this. Suti gatang tonubang manobhi. You have to listen carefully how tonu means body, bang means by speech and by mind. Have to listen attentively. Then it will go inside your heart. Then it will affect inside your heart in a three form. Bhaya soka moha. So, tonubang manobhi prayosa jito jito pisto is trilokam. Then what will be affect? Bhagavan is unconquerable. But if you listen Harikatha by this way, this such kind of sadhus, that which unconquerable Bhagavan will be controlled by you completely. Because if your guru is this guy, such kind, then Bhagavan could not cheat you. Bhagavan told himself that they are foolish. They are doing my bhajan and what they want, chahe visay sukh, want for his own sense gratification. But Bhagavan told, he is foolish. I am not foolish at all. So he is asking me, he is asking his guru, asking Vaishnavas for poison. I should not give him poison. What shall I do? Sacharanam mitadiya visay bhulaiva. I shall give nectar of my lotus feet and I shall make him forget to this visay, means some gratification. So if we hear Harikatha from such kind of Vaishnava or elevated Gurudev, then our all this bad will go away and unconquerable Bhagavan will be controlled by myself. just like he controlled by Brajavasis. Hare Krishna. Banchakalpataru Bhasya Kripasindhu Bhaye Vasya Patitanam Pavani Bhogunthi Bhonamo.
Oh, you should begin. My Sadhu Sangha. Oh, there are so many examples that a guru, realized guru, he kept his hand on the head of that devotee. And at once he glowed to Vrindavan and realized and was engaged in the service of Krishna. At once. One hearing will not do. Sadhu may tell everything, but how you can realize? How we can weep for Krishna? Oh, Guru, mercy. This bhakti, especially Raganga bhakti, is Kripa Siddha. By the Guru's or Vaishnava's Kripa, mercy, or by Bhagavat Kripa. But always you should know, Bhagavat Kripa is always subordinate to Bhakta Kripa. So first go to Bhakta and pray. And that is why it has been told. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi, Law Matra Sadhu Sangha. What is the meaning? Sadhu Sangha. Oh, even a moment, like Khatwang Maharaj, he was in heaven, heavenly plane, and he was fighting with Asur
on behalf of
demigods. And he won the battle, and all the demigods requested, "What you want, we will give you." Then he told, "Can you give me liberation so that I may serve Krishna?" "Oh, that we cannot give. So what can you give?" "Oh, can you tell me how much time is
duration of life, my
after how many moment or day or year I will die?" "Oh, that we can." "Oh, your moment after 20 minutes. Then he requested them that, "Oh, let me go. Let me carry to this worldly planet on Prithvi, in Vrindavan, anywhere nearby." And they brought in a second. And then he was meditating. And at once went to liberated, and he went to Vaikunth planet. So in a moment it can be done. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sarva shastre kaya, lo matre sarva siddhi hai. But we will have to know something. Especially sadhu sangha is of three kinds. Uttam, madhyam, kanishta. But uttam are of various kinds, thousand kinds. Madhyam is also millions of
types.
And also kanishta is of so much various kinds. So if you will do association of sadhu sangha like uttama, how? Like some kasai is there, like Narad, in his first, when he took darshan of Narayan. And then Murchit Kasai like Sukhdev Goswami.
Nirdut Kasai. Narad Murchit Kasai. Then Sukhdev Goswami Nirdut Kasai.
Murchit Kasai. No?
Narad Rishi Patamajira is Murchit Kasai. Sukhdev Goswami Nirdut Kasai.
And Madhya took Kasai Ache. Our Sukhdev Goswami Murchit Kasai. And Narad Rishi in third. Oh, totally washed. No smell of. You can see book. Narad Rishi, perhaps. What kashaya was there? What kashaya?
You want to Satik Banavas.
Banavas. It was apparent. And Muchikata Sukhdev Goswami, not even single. Perhaps something I am missing, but as far no. And Vishuddha Prem, then no smell of any anath will be there. So if these three kinds of Vaishnavas, Uttam Bhagavat they are, not Kanishta, then very soon your desire will be fulfilled and sadhu sangha will be done. If you are not doing anything, even they will inspire you. And they can give anything they like. Madhyam Adhikari, by association, Hari Katha, Hari Katha, Hari Katha, they will purify your hearts. And Krishna Bhakti may come. Kanishta Bhakti, Vaishnava, come to with me. And my Guru is like Vaishnava, like this, so you should come to them. Vartma Pradasha Guru like. So we should realize all these things, especially tomorrow we will explain about how our sadhana should begin. If you have really Harinam from your Gurudev and not anything else you chanting, your name is full of anarth. So sadhu sangha is needed. And how it will be? By Upadeshamrita of Arup Goswami, told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bako Begam, Manasah Prodha Begam. And then Atyahara, Utsaha, Dadati Pratigrahnati, Drishtai Subhav Janitar Bapusascha Devsai. And Krishna Charitadi, and after that, Tannamarup in the lost. So we'll explain. And if you will follow from beginning, then sadhu sangha will be, otherwise no sadhu sangha. If you are with sadhu, but you have not controlled manobeg, krodhbeg, jivabeg, udarbeg, then nothing will be there. Nothing. So we will explain all tomorrow. And you should try to follow. I wanted to tell you some sweet katha Madhusudana. Madhusudana, Krishna. Sweet pastimes. But first, you should cut down all your jungle of worldly desires. And then you can hear, then they will be always for you. Gaur Premanande Ram Vijay Bigan Kirtan. You should do.